It's quiet now. I don't know why I like to watch you afterwards. To watch you sleeping. But I do. And this is after. And before was what it always is. A wonder. And somehow a delightful tear. A great breaking wave. And you make me into the whole big sea. And a single grain of sand at the same time. But that was then, and this is now. And now it's quiet, and I watch you sleep. And I watch you, and I watch. And I'm aching, and I'm sore, and every muscle is stretched beyond stretching. But then it happens. That sound. And I'm wet. Not just wet, but soaking and dripping. That one sound. And it's done. Do you remember the day we didn't? You weren't expecting me that day, but it wasn't something I could hint or warn about. So, I listened to the radio a lot, and waited. And today was it. So I came to the cottage, and I knocked. And there you were. The breeze was blowing my silk skirt tight against my legs. And my silk shirt, the buttons all neatly buttoned, flattened against me. And I knew you could tell LeBron and I were not on speaking terms. And it didn't matter that you looked, that you could see, because I made sure my eyes were smiling, though it was hard, so very hard, and already hurt so very much, and I was so scared, not of you, but of what had been, not ever of you. And I knew, you'd have been in more trouble for not looking than for looking. But the radio had been pretty precise for a change. And I looked at my watch and grabbed your hand and I told you we had to hurry. You asked why, and for a moment, I knew my smile wasn't a smile because I was scared. I grabbed a hold of myself inside and made it go. I pulled your hand and you came with me. And I stared at maps for so long, but I knew the way. And it was a long way, but that was okay. I had a long way to go in me as well. We walked for miles and talked, and at last, after so very long, I talked about things I'd never spoken of, though they'd never left the dark places in my head, and likely never would. Because I talked of him, and what he'd done, and how he'd done it, and I saw it in your eyes. If you'd been the killing kind, I knew he'd not have drawn another breath. But I knew you knew why we'd never, well, never. And I could see it didn't matter, like it had never mattered. Because you were there, and I was there. That was all that ever mattered to you, and it was enough. And it was miles we walked that day, miles. And sometimes the river was near us, and sometimes the trees whispered over us, but we kept on walking. And I knew you could see me looking at my watch, and you asked if there was some place I had to be, and I said, no, no place, just, And for a moment, I knew the fear again. And I just said, just someone. And we walked and walked until we came to it, the hill. And it was a hill we'd never been to before in all of our walks there. And it was high, and there was no path. The wind was getting chill, the clouds thicker. And you asked if I wanted to go back because the weather didn't look good. And I did. I really, really did. But I didn't as well. Because I knew if I did, I'd never be able to climb that hill. Not this hill. The other hill. The dark one that still woke me in blind tears. So I said it was fine. And I said I wanted to climb the hill, even if I knew you didn't know what the hill meant. I took off my heels and I ran like a deer, the silk clinging to me like early morning mist. And we climbed. And we climbed. And we climbed. The sky is getting darker and grayer, just like they were supposed to. And I looked at my watch, and again I looked. The clouds were heavy, and it was clearly going to rain. And I knew I was half smiling and half feared. But I knew there was no turning back. We got to the top, and the sky is shattered. Oh, I've been out in storms, but not a storm like this one. The sky opened, and the rain fell like Noah must have known, and it fell and fell. You took off your jacket and tried to wrap it around me, but I shrugged it off and threw it down. And the rain fell, the silk clinging tight to me like my very skin. And I shivered. You saw it. Maybe you thought I was cold. You wrapped your arms around me and I couldn't help it. We were so close to so many dark places. I flinched. Just a little. And you tried to let go. But I wrapped my own arms around you. And there was no place you were going. My arms were so tight. And then I kissed you. I say I kissed you, and you'll never know how hard it was to brush my lips to yours, to open them, to slide my tongue into your mouth. But it was no simple kiss, at least not to me. The skies above tried hard, but there wasn't a bolt they could cast to match the fire in your lips and tongue. And the sky hammer broke the clouds, but it couldn't match the beating of my heart, the pounding of my blood. And it might have been a minute, and it might have been an hour. That kiss, I still don't know. But that was when it happened. Your hands slid down my sodden back. One slid beneath the waistband of my skirt, while the other made its way under my shirt. My skin burned in your hands, burned like fire, even in the cold rain's cold. And this time, I felt you flinch. And I knew you were going to pull away, and the moment and the chance would be gone, and the hill would be gone. That I had only one chance left, and one alone. Suddenly, it was my hands hard on yours, your hands on my buttocks, hard and as strong as I could make them. And I said it. One word. Don't. And I felt you try to move my hands, try to pull away. But I was strong. So very strong. And I said it again. Don't. And even in the rain, the hammered rain, I knew you saw the tears in my eyes. And I said it again. Not a cry, but a whisper. Don't ever let go. And I reached behind me and slipped one of the buttons of my skirt free. Then I pulled the zipper and I waited. You slid my rain-tight skirt down my leg. My panties right along with them. If you but knew, it sodden with juice I'd never thought I would see flow again. And as you slid them down, I sank down with them. My hand on your shoulders, pulling you to your knees. And I reached to my neckline and I pulled. And no poor button was gonna get in my way. My shirt split open, the soaked silk went the way of my skirt. My nipples brushed against your chest, the touch of your skin burned like flaming ice, and my nipples were hard, so very hard. And I tore your shirt away. I unbuckled and unzipped you. And your jeans went the way of my skirt. And we were naked on the hill. And you were so very hard and so very straight. A pussy brushed the tip of your cock. And we were so close. So very close. And we kissed. And we kissed. And we kissed a moment, a month, a year, and we kissed. The tips of my breast seared on your chest, and the brush of your cock on my pussy was like electricity. And we could have, and it would have been fine. And we both knew we could. And we didn't. We kissed. And for a moment, a month, a year. You never let go of my ass tied in your hands, and you never moved your hips, and never thrust anything save your tongue deep in my mouth. And the rain fell, soaked us both, but it couldn't match the flood within us. But we didn't. In the rain, it kept its falling, and we stood. We left our clothes where they were, and we walked back here. We walked and walked. The rain came down like no one never knew, and we held hands, we two. And we came here, we came to the fire, laid on the rug. You stoked the fire's glow for all that it couldn't match what was burning in us. And we lay on the rug. And we slept. Because that was the day we didn't. And we woke in the morning. We were dry. But both so very wet. And we laughed. And we cried. And what we did next was nobody's business but our own. Because the day we didn't was yesterday, and we are not the people we'd been. And I lie here tonight beside you, and I remember, and I hear it, the first spot of rain on the window, and I hear it. The spot turns to spit, the spit to tap, and the rain on the window does its pitter patter splatter hammer. And at the first sound, I'm so wet, and I turn to watch you sleeping. My cunt so very wet, and it's no sleep in your eyes, for they're open, and I know there's a storm in you. There's lightning in those eyes. And we dance again, we two. And when we're done, you whisper soft in my ear, your hands on my buttocks so burning hot. And you whisper, do you remember? And I lean into you, my lips brushing against yours. Then moving to brush against your ear, and I whisper my reply, don't. And you haven't, and you won't, because you remember.